Okay, we almost finished the Makoros from last time, but we left off before the very end of the Lamed Vavamed Beis, which segued from Halakha into philosophy, also called Agadta. So let's look at the bottom of Lamed Vavamed Beis. Ibay Lahu, right, like, I don't know, 12 lines to the end or something. Hi, Olvina Lishnechutu, Lishnechutu. When we said that, that's the segue. That according to Shmuel, he said it was Ulbana. First of all, Ulbana the Dina. According to Shmuel, did he mean Ulbana the Dina means an insult to the Dayanim, that it's so against the idea of Torah justice? Or did he mean that it was made it easy for the Dayanim? Because now they didn't have to worry about they didn't have to worry about the rush before Shvi'ath. Rashi said that everyone would want to, you know, really put a lot of pressure on their debtors. So Tashmaz Ula Aluba Kala Shizinsa Bekara Kupasa, right? A Kala who's Madonna in the Chupa is Aluba. So clearly we see Aluba is not a nice thing. It's not Nichusa. Aluba is the Chupa. And of course he's referring to Am Yisrael, which was which is particularly bad because not only did they worship idols, which is obviously compared to the north, but it was at Har Sinai. Amr Mari brother about Shmuel Maikra Asher Melchim Siba Nirdi Nasan Reicho. While the Melech was still in his Masiba, that's referring to Masiba is like the wedding party. Nirdi Nasan Nasan Reicho. My Nerd is a nice perfume, and my perfume lost its smell, meaning I lost my my propriety. But Amarava Dain Chavimusu Gabon Dixiv Nafsan Velok Siv Hisriach. Nonetheless, even in the time when Am Yisrael is not just being criticized, but being criticized super duper harshly for not just Nuf, which is a big enough criticism, but Nuf the careful pasta in a way that Aluva. Nonetheless, Hashem still gives a little remez that there's still a Maviva. You should know, by the way, if you go through Jewish history, Jewish Christian polemics, the Christians loved it. They love Pesach Egel. It's the best thing that ever happened to them, right? They're all supersessionists, right? We're the new Israel, etc. Obviously, God rejected you and chose us. Hefi Pesvi, they say, well, look, from the very beginning, Aluva Kalash is in Subsof Kupasa. So Rava responds and says, Aluva Kalash is in Subsof Kupasa. We're not going to say that we're perfect and we didn't do anything wrong. We have to be honest. But nonetheless, we're still, it was okay what we did. Nonetheless, Hashem still threw in a hint of his Chaviva for Klal Yisrael. It says Nathan Reicho and doesn't say Hisriach Reicho. And Nathan Reicho is a very neutral language. Could be read as gave its smell, gave up its smell. Certainly nothing bad in that word. So even in the worst thing we did, which is Ashkenaz and Tzibon, near Nathan Reicho, Hashem didn't put a bad word there to show his Chaviva for Klal Yisrael. Now it's a tangent because the word Aluva. Those who are insulted but don't insult back. You know, obviously, Nelovim from Aluva here would mean insulted in a chutzpahic way, let's say. Those who are insulted but don't insult back. Shomen Harpatim Einam Yeshivim. They hear people insult them and they do not respond. Osame Ava. They do things out of Ava. Hashem is making me surin them and they have the surin come upon them, such as Harpa and Elbone. They only are rejoice in it. Or maybe not rejoice, are happy with it, are sad with it. Aleim, because of Omer, the Ovam, Ketzei Hashem is big Barasso. The Torah called them the Ovei Hashem, who are Ketzei Hashem is big Barasso. Okay, there's a lot to unpack here. I just want to point out one or two Aros. And then, you know, you can look in the portion, either Firush or Zilk more. Number one, very fascinating, Sefer Achino, Halacha Lamaisa, that Sefer Achino said, this is not a Chiyod. You're not chayiv to be Nelov Beinam Olvin. This is only certain people who say Ketzei Hashem is Gurato. The Sefer Chinuch says clearly that this is not a chiyuv. Where does the Sefer Chinuch, save it? He says this in the Mitzvah of Devarim. You're not allowed to be Maliv people. He says you're not allowed to be Maliv people. And he says, and don't think that means that if someone starts with you, you're not allowed to say anything back and you have to be like a stone and not care about anything. He says, no, that means you can't start. That means you can't start. And you know what? If you don't start with people, usually they won't start with you. Usually. But if there is some fellow who starts with you, then it is perfectly mutter. There's no iser d'oraisa. It's perfectly mutter to answer back. Number one, because you're a human being, you have feelings. Number two, because, you know, if you don't answer back, maybe you're admitting that he's right. So you have to, you can stand up for yourself. And he says, what's the derech of a chacham? He says, what a chacham does is, instead of answering back on the same level, he answers back in a way that is sharp, but not crude, in a way, what you call filth, in a clever way. A chacham knows how to answer in a way that's not speaking to the same level, but is very, very sharp answer. How do you know? You have to be a chacham to know that. That's what he says. That's what a chacham, meaning me'ikra din, you can respond on the same level. It's only after a start. A chacham should answer back in a clever, polite way, but sharp way. And he says, how do we know you're allowed to answer back? He says, look at Bav Machteret. Right? Someone's coming, you kill him. The Torah does not say that you have to be a pacifist, even verbally. However, he said, right? This is not even the Ikra Din or the Roy L'Chachamim. These are a rarefied elite group who are such Chassidim that they don't say anything in the Lom Be'ilim Olpin. And those people on the Madrega, Ketzes HaShemesh, Big, Burasa, so for the Chinuch, this is not a Chiyah Be'Ikra Din. Doesn't sound like it. It's not even what is Roy for, you know, Bali Nefesh, Roy L'Hachmir, etc. No, this is a rarefied level of those who are the Chassidim Hachi Gedolim. Nonetheless, interesting question. Haka, why should they be Nelovim Beinim Olpin? Mehechi Tesei should be Nelovim Beinim Olpin. It's clearly a wonderful thing. Why is it good to be Nelovim Beinim Olpin? So Sefer HaChinuch says, very fascinatingly, that's the more interesting part. I want to throw in some Halakha Maisa. It's always good to learn Halakha Maisa, not only about first of all, but about Ben Am L'Chaveiro. I mean, that's all Ben Am L'Chaveiro, but about social interactions Ben Am L'Chaveiro. That's the Halakha Maisa, three Madrigos. But why? Why should I let him insult me? This is a fascinating philosophical question. Says the Chinuch, "Shlo yirtzu lahaknas atma b'horod ulo hashav chofein dover pen yigbar le'am akaf yishpashtu be'inyon yosem yidai." The Gnera Atu. Says the Chinuch, it's not that he doesn't deserve the answer back. No, the machmir and the lovim being open are just afraid that if I get answer him a little, it might lead to other bad midos and make me angry and make me next time do something and next time do something. So as a stiyag of staying far away from anger, they do not answer at all. So for the chinuch, the reason not to answer at all is that a gzeira atu, and that's why there's such a high level. Really? Because I answer one guy something, I might come to be a mean person? Okay, gzeira atu, hisgabros hakah. That's the Sefer of the Chinuch. Interestingly, in the Smak, he says very differently. In the, you know, and I would say these are, you know, perhaps the two main sheets that we've shown him. Says the Smak, there's a mitzvah, Sei D'Oraita, according to the Smak, he counts a lot of, he really tries to focus on, even more than some of the other Monei mitzvot, on the Midos mitzvot. Shalom is go, not to be prideful. Right? To be humble. That's mitzvah chaf beis and the smag. He says to be humble. And what's part of being humble? He says, lahashvel atmo, to be shuffled, to be lowly and humble. And then he quotes our Gemara. He says, what's part of being lowly and humble in the mitzvah shalolis goes el elios shval ruach? And I love me. And all of them, shom karbat v'in mashiv, and I lay my kadom re'ovim, seith Hashem et, big burasa, you get a tremendous reward. So it's a very big machlokas. The chinuch doesn't say, I'll ship what you shouldn't answer. No, you shouldn't be so shuffle, maybe. No, I shouldn't be so humble that I don't want to answer you. I should want to kill you when you insult me. But, no, actually, I didn't say that. I shouldn't be so humble that out of humility I don't answer you. No, I should stand up for myself. I don't answer your job because I don't want to have anything that resembles ka'af lest I go down the right path. For the smak, however, it's not about anything about the ka'af. Maybe it doesn't think it'll lead to ka'af. It's out of shiftless, out of lowliness, I should not answer you. This is a very, very big Takum HaKokas. You can't deny that Lavan being an old man is a Madrega. It's a Mefurish Chazal. The question is, why is it a Madrega? Does this mean a person should be so lowly as to say, oh, this person insulted me? Well, you know, I don't want to think a lot of myself. I don't want to be the kind of person who shouldn't be insulted. I'm very lowly. Should it be lowliness? The smack is very into lowliness, right? Maybe he would have gone to Nevardit instead of Slobodka. He says, no, this illustrates at an ideal level how lowly and humble one should be. While the chinuch, maybe, but no, one should be that lowly and humble. You know, one has to believe in oneself. You know, because what does it mean, lowliness and humility? He insulted me, but, you know, I'm not so great that I shouldn't be insulted. No, maybe the chinuch would consider that accepted humility. That, no, the reason I respond is because I don't want to come to kaf. I don't want to come to kaf, but not because I think less of myself, as it were.
The mitzvah would be against goyim as well.
So fascinatingly, the whole discussion, right? Whoever said plichot Ashkenazic this morning, shomim chepatam ve'inam mishivim ve'onim, right? It's a little reminiscent of shomim chepatam, right? Shomim chepatam ve'inam mishivim. He quoted the Python this morning, or last night, or whenever, quoted our, at least in Nusach Poland, I didn't check if it's also in Nusach Lita, quoted Shomim Karpatim Eimashib, and he just added Ve'onim, because that was the rhyme scheme. So he assumes it's applied even to Goyim, even to not a Goyim, a personal sense of sound, like even Goyim who oppressed the Jews, right? Even anti-Semitic Goyim who oppressed the Jews. It's still Madrega to be Shomim Karpatim Eimashib and Ve'onim. That's a bit of a Chiddush. Who said? Now, it could be he was just borrowing a phrase. Right, and he was saying, no, they're not Mashiach Bonim because they don't want to get killed, but not because of what it says in the Gemara. But if you connect it to this Gemara, it's an interesting question, right? You can't prove anything to the Python. Maybe he just meant Shomon Karpas being Mashiach Bonim because they know they'll get shot if they're Mashiach Bonim, not because they want to do what it says in the Gemara. But if you affiliate with the Gemara, it's an interesting question. Like, how about Klape, you know, anti-Semitic Goyim, etc.? You know, is this, you know, should we also say, well, I don't want his gabrus be this hakas, perhaps? You know, I don't want to be coerced at all because even, you know, the worst people in the world, because I just want to be free of this mida. Should I be lowly in front of them? Or at a certain point, you know, do I need some Jewish pride when it's talking about anti-Semite? I wonder about that. It could very well be that that might be an afgamina. I'll mention two other pshatim, the maral. If I understand him correctly in Sedusha Goddess, I don't always understand him correctly because he uses some very, very specific philosophical terminology of his own sometimes. They talk about how it's midat hashivoi. Shivoi means, I believe what he means by shivoi is stoicism, right? It's all equal to me, equanimity, right? Stoicism means it doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect me because it's not important, right? That's what. Right, the Stoics taught, right? Okay, some people are old enough to remember Hollywood Squares, are not old enough to have been alive in the days of the Stoics. But what they taught the Madrega was, but you know, you don't need to be a Stoic from ancient Rome, you don't need to be a Torah Madanek to know Stoicism, right? There are many, many of the Rishonim were very foolish about this. You know, Ram ben Rambam is very foolish and many others. That, you know, the proper Madrega Bitachon is to not care what happens in the first place. That's the proper Madrega, to not care what happens in the first place. And many other Rishonim say this. Anyway, what if they shiboy mean it doesn't affect me because I don't care? Oh, this person harried me and maliv me. Okay, but it doesn't affect me because it has no rosh on me. And he associates that with rochniyus. Right? Meaning, the more one is in a world of ruchnias and not in the world of gashmias, the less one cares about these things. And so for him, the lom veinim olden, shomer chavas vein meshivin, is about being in a place where it doesn't matter to you in the first place, because not because you are lowly and you say, well, I'm not deserving of kavod, and you know, perhaps I deserve some elbow, not because it does matter, but I want to have a gzeirah to cast, but because, like, you know, what people say doesn't really affect me. And even though it's not true that sticks and stones might break my bones, but words will never harm me. Words can harm people. But if that words can harm regular people, words cannot harm stomachs, because if one is on a level of being beyond caring about these things, then, you know, one's on a level of grossness, cares about other things, not that. Then it doesn't affect you whatsoever, and that he associates with grossness. So perhaps that's a another explanation. Okay, in the few acronym pick up on something mentioned by the Chidah here, which is a little more Kabbalistic, where he throws in here that perhaps, or maybe this is too Kabbalistic for us right now. He associates with the lines of Otsu Me'ava, Spech Misur, and what's the Ava? He says the Ava is that it hurts the Shina when people do Averus, specifically when Yidden do Averus. And therefore, if one forgives anyone who harms them and is not makbid on anyone who harms them, then they're not doing Averos. And if they're not doing Averos, then you save the Shechina from the Tsar of Averos. So really may be done in order to save the Shechina from the Tsar of these Averos. Okay, that's a big Chiddush because, you know, again, I don't know the Chesbonos of the Shechina, obviously, but, you know, if I'm really mean to someone and they don't mind and they're mochel me, that really makes the Shechina less sad. Okay, here's what he does. In any case, I would say the three non-Kabbalistic explanations that are very fascinating philosophically are either prevent kav, they were atu kav, or out of shiplot, then it would be a big homer in shiplot, or out of equanimity and stoicism, which is the derech of the Maharal. One last thing I'll mention, why Dafka are they compared? Whoever these people are, why are they compared to the Shemesh particularly? Of Kitseis HaShemesh Begurato? Why particularly the Shemesh? So I thought the Pashup shot here, which found in Dafka and Bali Tosos and many other Mepharshim, is that perhaps Chazal are referring to a famous medrash here, what happened with the Shemesh and the Yireach? Right, by Yivra Lekim Hashneim Aorot Hagedolim, Et Hamor HaGogol Mishalosh Hayom, Et Hamor HaKotol Mishalosh HaLayla, because I'll pick up on the obvious problem of Pasuk, there are two Maoros Gedolim, why is only one called Gogol? Okay, so I'm sure the Pashtunim and even Ezra say, well, there's Gedolim and there's very Gedolim. But the Medrash is more sensitive to the nuances, and says, originally they were both equally big, they were both the size of the sun, and then afterwards, in between the first two clauses of that pasuk, the Shemesh remained big and the Yireach became small. Why? Because the Yireach Pitrigah says you can't have co-presidents, the Shnei Malachim. You can't have co-kings for sure. Therefore, angling, of course, that the Yireach should be the king. So Hashem said, okay, you're right. So I'll make you smaller and only the sun will be king. And what do we see from that? We see from that that the Yireach, which was makbid on its kavod and angled for kavod, ended up not having kavod. And the Shemesh, which was very happy and was not trying to get any kavod, ended up with all the kavod. Ketzesa Shemesh ben Russo, and that's a good mashal for this world. Those of us who fight for their kavod will end up like being belittled by Hashem, and those of us who are not makbid on their kavod will end up getting all the kavod. That is Das HaKenan. There are other Perushim as well in the Rif, not Rav Yitzhak Alfasi, but the Rif, the Achron on the Ein Yaakov says this is based on a different medrash that every morning the sun doesn't want to go out. Why doesn't the sun want to go out? It's very from Machanam Sneiver, doesn't want to cause anyone to worship it. So they shoot arrows at the sun until it goes out. It's just like the sun, you know, even though it shoots arrows, it gets arrows shot at him, still does its job very well and is mayor to the whole world. So to this person, even though he got arrows shot at him, you know, he still does tremendous good for the world. That's perhaps a little more drushic and nice, for I saw. I'm not sure where this is from. It's from a paper I found called, I just saw quoted, and I looked it up. It's called Shar Bat Rabim. But the Shar Bat Rabim, as is hinted by the name, is just a lika of Zvort on Chomesh that he found in many Sfarim. And I'm not sure what the Rashi Tables is here. Ches Beis Yud is a safer he found it in. I tried to look up on the internet all the Sfarim that started with Ches Beis Yud that seemed to be candidates, and it wasn't clear to me, so maybe someone else knows. Anyway, in this safer shop, Shar Bat Rabim, he quotes, I'm not sure who he's quoting from, even though he footnoted, he quotes a very nice idea. What's unique about the Shemesh? But Rotho, the Shemesh, when it comes out, it shines on everyone, whether good or bad. right? Rishayim and Tzadikim, they both get the Shemesh shining on them. Shemesh shines on everyone without discrimination. That's what the Tzadikim are. Now, Lavan Beinam all been to the good people, they're nice. To the bad people, they're also nice. The people who are nice to them, they're nice. The people who are mean to them, they're also nice. Therefore, that's compared to the meat of the greatness of the Shemesh, which gives its enlightenment and warmth to everyone, regardless of their madrega. So to a real tzaddik, shines enlightenment and warmth on everyone, regardless of their madrega or even their personal interactions with him. It's a nice, nice, inspiring image. Okay, continuing the Gemara asks, my principle. Why is it called a principle? So the in many cases in the Gemara, we have like drushes on a word. Why is it called principle? What do they mean? Why it's called principle? Are they asking where the word principle came from? Or in a midrashic sense, why it happened to be called principle? So many of the scholars assume principle comes from the Greek. So they're not exactly sure where it comes from the Greek, but you know, it could be that in Greek, principle means presenting something to the court or something, which would be very relevant. So it could be they don't mean that they invented the word principle from this. Maybe it came from the Greek, sounds Greekish, right? But nonetheless, right? Everything that happens in the world has a reason why it happened. You know, besides the pshat teva reason. So why the amkus is it called prosbol? So amr of chista pros buli buti. Rashi says pros means takana. It helps the buli and the buti. What pros bol is pros buli? Why ubuti? Well, some of us are saying, well, since it doesn't say pros ashir, that the remez that is bull and some another word that's similar to bull and buti. Yeah, three quarters of the way is like buli. So who is the pros buli? Buti buli is Ashir and the Shem Shavartis Gaonu Schem Batani reveals to be the Bulo Shemi Huda. Obviously, Gaonu Schem are very powerful people, which are Bulos in the language they used to speak in those days. Buti Eloani and the Siv Aveta Avitenu. People have to borrow money. Aveta Avitenu is talking about pawning. So it helps the buli buti. We saw Rashi here said, how did it help the buli and the buti? It helps the rich people, Rashi said, that they don't lose their money. And the Shemitah year, it helped the poor people that they get loans because the rich wouldn't lend to them if not for Prozbol. We saw this was a big hit. This was controversial, the Ketav Mishnah said. And the real reason is not to avoid Averus. The real reason is to help the rich and poor people. Based on this, the avoiding Averus is not the main reason. You could have said, no, the real reason is to avoid Averus. But the secondary reason is to help the rich and poor people. In any case, it's fascinating here. There's also philosophy. How did it help the poor people? They don't lose their money in Shemitah. Is that necessarily, how does it help the rich people? They don't lose their money in Shemitah. Is that necessarily helping them? To help someone not lose money because they don't have to lose money doing a mitzvah. Is that necessarily helping them? What? After all, maybe it would be better for them to lose money and get a mitzvah, right? If I helped you by pottering you from lulav and esrog so you wouldn't have to lose money, is that necessarily helping? Or maybe it's worth money for a mitzvah. You know, maybe the whole point of the Torah is that there are certain things the Torah thinks is worth losing money for, and that's what the Torah commanded you to lose money for it. So this Rashi is a bit of philosophical kiddush, according to the Mishnah, even more so. This Rashi is a bit of philosophical kiddush, especially if you assume, like Rashi holds, that according to Rava, they made principle even when Shemitah was Daraita. So they kiddush. Hashem said, it's kedai to forgive your loan. But no, we're helping the Ashirim by making them not lose their money. It's a big kiddush. Okay. If he collects his loan, he's over. Only the Malva, not the Lova. Only the Malva is over. Okay, but how is it helping him to let him keep his money?
What he's helping the mitzvah that he's loaning the money to start with. If he didn't worry about this, he wouldn't loan the money.
But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, Ashirim Shalom Yatsidu.
That's why they'll do it.
Ah, okay. That's very, you admit you're reading Rashi creatively. Right. The truth is the Bartanura obviously disagreed with Rashi because the Ravadya Bartanura on the Mishnah in Shviyas, he says, pros buli buti, pro takana bula shirim, the shiv, etc. Takana la shirim, shlo yagra li shamar l'chav, and yet dover nvav chav li'al. He says, how is it helping the Ashirim? It's helping the Ashirim like Laman Bavon Aleph. They won't violate the law of not lending money when Shemitah is king. comes. Meaning, it's not a different factor. And then we have the ethnic admission question, which is the ikker, which is the tafel. No, it's just people. It's helping the yeshivrim by saving them from a big aver, ishtar elchai. Meaning, meila, they wouldn't be mashmit ksakim. But they would have also violated the law. They would have just never left and violated the law of Hisham Rilchah. So it's saving them from a law. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. That the Takana, why didn't he like Rashi? L'chori didn't like Rashi because he had a full stop of kasha on Rashi. How is it helping them to have them more money and less mitzvot? L'chora, according to Judaism, it's helping to have less money and more mitzvot. Or at least when the Torah specifically said it's worth losing money for this particular mitzvah. I don't mean stamash, you take away all your money and get you to do one mitzvah and that's healthy. But if the Torah says, lose this money for this mitzvah, and we were saying, no, keep the money, don't do the mitzvah, they call it a takana, is bold. Rashi is being bold here. And the bartanur is not willing to be quite so bold. If it was up to me, I would have said the bartanura. But I guess Rashi, was, I don't know, maybe Rashi would say, I'm not realistic enough. And, you know, even if someone loses the mitzvah, you know, it's still helping them to preserve their money. But that's a big chiddush, Rashi. Okay, continuing. Amalei Rav Lilooza. Someone who spoke a foreign language. My principle. What is principle? Amalei Porsa de Milta. He recognized this word Porsa. What does Porsa mean? Truth is, some of the Achrot have different shitas, but we'll go with Rashi. That Rashi said, Porsa de Milta means Takana. Okay, he didn't cop the bowl and the booty, etc. He says, "Probably we lost some force into Milta. It's something that fixes the situation." Okay, now I'm going to enough philosophy. We'll get back to. I don't want more philosophy. Just that's how much the Gemara put here. Now we're going to go back to the Gemara. I'm going to apologize. To do something I don't usually do. I'm going a little out of order. Right? I'm going to skip Lam Zayin and Beis and make it up. Just because I realized that Rosh Hashanah is fast approaching, and besides all of my own personal fish bonus, so that I have to worry about Rosh Hashanah is fast approaching, but I don't want Rosh Hashanah to come and we haven't learned the main sugya of Shemitah Tzafim yet. I didn't think that would be good, so I want this week to cover the main sugya of Shemitah Tzafim, and then if you go to next week and make up what we skipped, more halachic in detail. So I'm going to skip with Yerusha, or even without Yerusha, to Lamed Zayin of Beis, more technically to the last two words of Lamed Zayin of Aleph. Tanan Hot, right? The Mishnah Shvi'ah. Hamachah Cholukay Rishvi'ah. So if the Yom Lamed Shamid Ani, right? If I try to return the Chov, I try to pay you back during Shvi'ah. You have the same as Shamid Ani. If Amar Lach he came, and if the Lova says nonetheless I want to pay you, Yikabli Menu, then he can accept it. Shneimar Zed Dvar Hashmita. Dvar means Dibor. Shmita is also Dibor thing. Mishamid Ani, not just money. There's a lot to analyze here, just at a pshat level. What is it? What's the pshat of Machzer Chov B'Chayor B'Shvi'ah? The pshat of the words is that I'm offering to return a loan during Shvi'ah. Okay, what's the problem? What? There's no din of Shvi'ah whatsoever if I pay back during Shvi'ah. Meet the Tzafim Chal, as we know, it's been Shvi'ah all year. And we haven't been mishamid any ksafid. We have ksafid mitzchal at the end of Shvi'ah, meaning the last second of Chotes El, right? Which is almost the same as the first second of Rosh Hashanah, right? Of the next year. That's when it's so during Shvi'ah, there's no chiyuv shmita whatsoever. It's very peculiar. The language is very strange. So therefore, what did Rashi say? There are two main pshatim here. Maybe we'll get back to the third. What did Rashi say it means? Bishvi'ah. Bisman shashviyat no hegeh. During bishviyat means in the time when shviyat applies. What does it mean? The time that shviyat applies. Look over Rashi sounds like, and this is also the Rebbe Malkitzedek says this in his second shot. Right. Hopefully, you found the Rebbe Malkitzedek right in the small print on the side of the Mishnayos in the standard film shop. He said it means bishviyat in the era of shviyat. Meaning sometimes Shvi'ah applies, sometimes it doesn't. If we hold like Rebbe, sometimes Shvi'ah applies, sometimes it doesn't. And therefore, Machzer Chov B'Shvi'ah means well, in the historical era when Shvi'ah applies, that's what it means. Some of the Rishonim have a problem with this. I put here the Chiddush Miksav Yad, they published together with the Ritva. He says he doesn't like that because Shvi'ith always applies. Because they made it to kind of Darabana, that even when it doesn't apply, it does apply. Again, obviously, unless you hold like a lizard showing the same amount of that doesn't apply any. Right? But he assumes, no, not like the Balamor and the Raivit. He assumes that Shvi'ith always applies. Sometimes it writes under a Darabana. It would be a funny thing for the Mishnah to say. So rather, what does he say Shvi'ith mean? Shvi'ith means, it means at the end, after Shvi'ith. Okay, Shvi'ith doesn't mean it. At the end of Shvi'ith, they come to the beginning of the eighth year. And the eighth year can also be called Bishvi'ith. That's also what the Rush here says. Those are the two main shots. And again, no nafkin between them, either in the historical area era of Shvi'ith or after Shvi'ith ends. They can't mean during Shvi'ith, because there's no Shmita during Shvi'ith. The Rush here, the Rush on the Mishnah says a little differently, says when the halakha, like when the Esther Shvi'ith applies, which is the eighth year. Bishvi'ith, when the Hilchos Shvi'ith is relevant in the eighth year. Okay, but that's what it means. It might mean in the time when Shvi'ith makes you the Shamit, your Klum, which is the eighth year, or it might mean the historical era of Shvi'ith. Okay, the Rash Mishan has two days on the side of the Mishnah. His second day is that it means after Shvi'ith. His first day is the last day of Shvi'ith. And no one's sure exactly what he means. Is anyone there sure what he means? Because even the last day of Shvi'ith, you're allowed to collect your loan until the last second. So maybe we'll try to get back to that, but not yet. Okay, so we didn't mention that yet. Kitzer, the two, as far as we know of, they're both in the Midrash Tzedek, are Rashi, who says the historical era of Shvi'ith, or the Chidush Miksav Yad, and other Rishonim, who say, Bisman Shedin Shvi'ith, knowing how to multi Shvi'ith. At the time, you're supposed to do the rule of Shvi'ith, which happens to be the beginning of the eighth year. Okay. Dar Sheyom Lo Meshamed Ani, and if you say Alpal Pikein, then you can accept it. It says, Vized Devar HaShmita. Okay, what do we learn from Vized Devar HaShmita? Before we get to the strangest line here, Vized Devar HaShmita says, Rashi Tzarek Lomar Dibur Shel Shmita. Is Vized Devar HaShmita... Anyone seen the Gemara? Comes with this room. Strange. Jason, can you just run outside and see if there's a getting on the bookshelf, please? Right in the hallway. Anyway, Rashi, is Mizdeh Devar Shmita a Chumrah or a Kula? Is it a Chumrah that you must say, or is it a Kula that it is, that it suffices to say? There was a getting? Great. Thank you so much. Right. It's good to always look around wherever you go. Hey, there's something there that you someday need. The Rashi here sounds like, and that seems to also be what the Mordechai here is saying, that it is a chumrah. If someone offers to return the loan, misvara, you might have thought that you could just accept it, but Soros Lomar Diva Shel Shvita, you have to say Meshamed Ani. So it could be a Chumrah. If not for this drasha, I would have said, I can't be Nogid. But if you offer me, I can take it immediately. Hamash, what? Even if you offer me, I still have to say Dvara Shmita. That's what Rashi sounds like. Sarich Lomar. Dibur Shel Shmita. I have to say. Right? They have this back here in the, what's it called, Nesifta? Whether it's a Chumrah or a Kula? Maybe not in those words. Okay. And that's what it sounds like also for the Mordechai, right? The Mordechai, sorry, when he discusses this, says, give me a second, sorry. Ela mitzvu deram yale. It's a mitzvah that you have to say Meshamed Ani if the guy offers it to you. If the guy doesn't offer, you don't say Meshamed Ani. It's the best of my knowledge. I haven't seen any shita. I haven't seen such a book that a guy could go around to all his debtors after shita and say Meshamed Ani. I don't know if even the briskers do that. Maybe they do. But the pashut shot is that even the chumrah, it's only a chumrah. As the chumrah is, if the guy doesn't offer you, you don't have to say anything. If the guy offers you, you have to say Meshamed Ani, meaning you would have thought you could take it stam, Hamash, when you have to say Mishavidani. However, the Ran and our Sugya analyzes it. And the Ran, sorry, give me a second here, find my place. Says, Perish Rashi, Torah, Lomar, Diver Shalshmi, don't be the Aresha Mahadir. Aresha meaning that Sarshi Yomalo Mishavidani. How do we know we have to say Mishavidani? To the Chumra of Zedvar Ashmita, etc. But both the Rashi Shan says, no, Atefa Mahadir, that you're allowed to take it if he says, I'll hope he can. You don't have to keep saying Mishavidani or even say it twice. What does that mean? It's a kula. You might have thought you can never take it. You might have thought you're never allowed to collect. Kamashwa, no. If you say Mishavidani once, then you're allowed to collect because you were yotzei Mishavidani. So here we have the Ran brings out my focus. You can be dyke and many Rishonim. But we'll see how this is relevant soon. Right? How about the Drasha? Divar Hashita. Is it a chiyuv or is it a heter? Which really depends what you would have thought otherwise. The halacha is clear. You say Mishavidani, he says, I'll peek in, you can collect. The question is, what would we have thought? What they call the first book, just from our own common sense. So, Rashi and the Mordechai sound like, you could say it is a chumra, meaning, Havamina de Yoko Lito. Piraon im halove havi lo maos, but there's a kamashvalan that is chayav to say mishamidani. Right, that's the way Rashi reads it. That seems the way the Mordechai reads it. The Ran doesn't like that. The Ran, based on the Rashi Shana, in Shriya says no. It is a kula. The havamina is. The Afilu im Omar Mishame Ani Oster Lolito. The Havin is you can't collect even after you say Mishame, you still can't collect. You have to say Mishame Ani and really mean it. Right? That's a very reasonable Havmina. No, that is a Kula. Sorry. People here. Kamash Balan. Achar Amiras Mishamit Ani Mutter Lito. You're allowed to collect even after you say Mishamit Ani. Okay, that is two ways of reading that structure of Dar Shmita. Thron brings us a machlokas to himself and Rashi. Okay, how this will be relevant? Maybe we'll see soon. Let's continue. Amar Rava Vitali Le Ada Amar Hai. Right, you're told that until he said it. When you repay, don't say, I'm paying the loan. Rather, say, it's totally mine. He's giving you a present. You're told until he says this also. Before we get let's get to Abba Barmata. Abba Barmata is Abba Barbinyomi. Abba Masabi Rabba Zuzi. He owed Rabba money. I sinuni alay bishviyat. He brings them in Shviyat to pay him. Again, in Shviyat would mean after Shviyat. Amma Mishab Rabba says, Mishabidani. Shukwin of Adol. So Abba Barmata took it and left, right? He didn't. Now, why would we have expected him to do otherwise? Because the Mishnah says in Shviyat that. What does the Mishnah say? What should you do? If you're machter chov b'shviyat, then racham nochei menu. Right? The chacham are pleased with you. Meaning, it's really proper to pay back the loan anyway if you can. L'chor av b'marta can. Obviously, we don't mean Rava was a capitalist pig, and this poor Abba Barmarta, he was putting the screws on him. That's not me. Lent the guy money. I don't know. Mice a little younger in the shuk. The ISS guy borrows the money for the vending machine. And he had plenty of money to pay him back, and he offered to pay him back. All right, you don't pay him back. And Rava said, Mishamidani and Abram Yomi did not follow up. Asabai Ashidel Asabai found that Rava was sad. Amrli, am I out of that? Why is Rabbi sad? Amrli, how can my sons? What happened? I lost all this money. Azal Gabe, Abai went to Abba Marta. Amrli, Amtali Zuze Lamar, did you bring money to repay Rava? Amalei says, yes. Amalei Marla, what did Rava say to you? Let me show you. He said, Mashaki. So that's why I didn't pay. Amalei, for Amalei Alpha Pekane, says, did you tell Rava Alpha Pekane? Right? I guess Alpha Marta didn't know or didn't care about the mission. Amalei Lo says, I never told him Alpha Pekane. Amalei, the Amalei Alpha Pekane, Hava Taklinuminak. Okay, now the question is, how do you read this? So one way of reading this is the Meiri reads it, for example, right? That what did Abai say? Abai tricked him. He said, come on, and if you'd said Apple Cain, you think he would have taken it? Just say Apple Cain, don't worry, he won't take the money. Right? Shaklinuminay, would he have taken it from you? The Shaklinuminak, would he have taken it from you? Oh, come on, you're supposed to say Alpha became. Don't you know that you're supposed to say Alpha became and that's that's the routine? Don't worry, he won't take it for you. So hash the miyat on Peter. Now at least go bring it back to him. And obviously, the Emily Alpha became. Oslam Tunery, the Rama Leib. So he went back to Rob and said Alpha became. So Peter and Rob took the money. The trick worked, right? Your trick worked. I'm a little hot big document. So remember, I'm a car. Rob says this turbo mayor bum, apparently, Alpha Murder and Tama Chacham, did not have Das originally. He didn't do the right thing. Okay, so according to the hot shot read of the Gemara, Abaye tricked Abba Bar Marta. Are you allowed to trick people? So concludes the Meiri from this, that obviously we see from here that you are allowed to trick people, right? What did the Meiri say? Says the Meiri, Ella, below Oud, not only can you take the money, of Elishim is Yarin Shalobi Moshech Yodami Lachri Talmal Mikshasha Miyigram Ketov Yikabel. If the Lobi doesn't want to offer it, he's afraid the Mal won't take it. Motalobin Tachbulos, you can trade him with a method, divine with sweet words. Kalomar Heath, Lomar Kalop Pegan, Lohapit Daito. Why do you say Alpha Pegan to make him feel good? Summer Atha Shaft, you think he'll take it? Kayoka Gorm Elu, etc. Said, you learn from here, you're allowed to trick someone into repaying their loan after Shvius. Why? Because really, it's the proper ethical thing to do. To repay the loan after Shvius. Normally, you can't trick people into giving up money. But over here, since it's the right thing to do anyway, you're allowed to trick them into doing it. Give me 1 second. Michal, what do you want to ask? Say that again?
He didn't say,
aha. So, meaning, what about the fact that he didn't say Matana? He didn't say, Abai watching the Matana? Okay, so let us get back to that. Okay. Also, let's get back to that. All good questions. All on the agenda. Okay, you're right. I just want to read Pshat in the Gemara and then we'll come back to this. You're right. Everything in Pshat in the Gemara will come back to some very fundamental questions. However, the Ritva and the Chidushei Ran don't like this. Not even one little bit. They think even if Ruach HaKam Nochei Menu, so fine, should you trick someone into being extra from? You could probably fire them. Trick someone into doing something that's not me'ikar hadin, their obligation. That's not right. And therefore, the Ritva and the Chidushei Ran both quote from Pinchas Halevi, the brother of, right? And he said something here, no? Exactly, Pinchas Halevi. My Rebbe's brother in the Ritva means the Ra'az, the Ra'az brother, he said, Chas v'shalom l'ham v'ramile, against me, Chas v'shalom, he would not have tricked him. You don't trick people, you don't even trick people into being machmir and doing, proper chumras. Ella gav rabbi, rather Abbar Marta, he was a Torah Rabbani, he wanted to do the right thing, he just didn't have daf meikara. Meaning, he just made a mistake. He was not aware of the halachos, right? Maybe he didn't know. We know, but he didn't know the halacha about Apal Pikein, and he thought that he tried to return, and Rava refused. So what could he do? And he forgot the halacha that he was supposed to say Apal Pikein. He wanted to return. He just put it. Rava said, Mashaminani. And he said, okay, I tried my best. I want to return if I can. So really, Abai was just helping him. And then he reads the Gemara a little differently. That Mia Bashakalim Yunat, Mia Dad Shema Esther Shaya Shakil. He doesn't say, would he have taken it? He said, Who knows? Maybe he would have taken it. Maybe he's implying more the opposite. Not if you said out BK, would he have really taken it? Come on. No, if you said he would have taken it, maybe he would have taken it. Right? And therefore, he says he was just trying to help him do a mitzvah, and chas v'shalom, you would have tricked him. So here we have a very fundamental machlokes. Is it okay to trick someone into repaying a loan after Shemitah, or is it chas v'shalom to trick someone into repaying a loan after Shemitah? And he was just giving Abba Marta advice and how to accomplish what he wanted to do anyway. That's also an interesting question. Michal points out, you could say this is a basic, you know, philosophical question. Can you trick someone into being extra from? Or perhaps it has to do more with the specific nature of exactly what happens in Shemitah Ksav, right? So let's come back to that. Also, here we have a focus. What about tricking? Says the Mihiri Mutter, says the Rav Pinchas Halevi, quoted by the Ritva and the Ran, Kas Bishol. That's not what happened.
You know, it's very interesting that I have this here in the name of the Razak. So even early.
Which, like the Meir or like Rav Pinchas Halevi?
Like the Meir.
Okay, makes sense. The Meir, my whole life. I mean, they were both from Vermont. They were not contemporaries, so I don't really know how if that's really back in market. So the statistical Razak thing, like the Meir, okay, it's good enough for us, though. I believe the Meir is good enough for us. The result is not in the Balamor here. Must be quoting stuff like that. Okay, bye. Now, the one part of the door we haven't explained yet is Vitali Lane. Last shot on Vitali Lane. I mean, maybe there's more than that, but shot of the Gemara. What is Vitali Lane? So, how many Pshatim are there and what it means, Vitali Lane? How many Pshatim are there? You learned the Rishonim. How many, right? If you learn the Rishonim, you have to be able to tell me, Nacha, you know, did I understand what this sentence in the Rishon said? Or can I repeat to you? But, you know, you have to tell me how many pshatim there are. How many pshatim are there in the Rishonim as to what Vitalili means?
Four.
Oh, my. I only have three. Okay, let's see what the four are. What is rotten? Tully lay. What does Rashi say? Who told that? First of all, who told that? Who told that? The Malva or the Lova? According to Rashi. Who is told that? Who's the active one?
The
Malva. The Malva is Tully, right? Let's say the Malva is Tully the Lova. But what does it mean to be Tola the Lova? Right? What does it mean? Tully lay? What does Rashi say? He actually hangs him. The Malva hangs the Lova until he says, Afal Pikein. And then Abai says, well, Pikein's not enough. He says, Matana. So far, he'll hang on until he says, Matana. Right? When you get to say, Afal Pikein, you get to say, Matana. It's not, you know. I assume at that point, they'll find whatever waiver you suggest. So Rashi says, Malva Ola. Right? Let's see. He even has a nice lush in here. I'll eat. Right? Kola Lova Al Ha'etz until he gives it. Basically, you can physically coerce him. Kopa Mausbachi, Yoma Rosa, I need to say Afal Ikei. Okay. Very few Rishonim agree with Rashi here for many reasons. Number one, they say Imkei Bithalpa Shmita's Ksafim. If every time Shemitah passes, I can just hang you on a tree until you pay back the loan, then there's no mitzvah of Shemitah Ksafim. Or rather, Shemitah Ksafim only means weak people have to forgive their loans, not strong and powerful, which seems quite perverse. Not to mention the fact that, why should this be valid? Not to mention the fact that, it still sounds like Lugo to me. And even forget about Shemitah Ksafim. Is this valid? If I hang you on a tree until you give me matana, if I hang you on a tree until you agree to give me matana, is that matana valid?
Yeah. Hello, his oven is in Baba Basra, right? His oven.
You identified the right masechet, and you quoted the right words, but you misapplied them. Who even doesn't mean it? We have a young kid in matana, says the Baba Basra. If I hang you on a tree till you sell me something for a fair price, that's valid. you sold it to me for a fair price. I hang on a tree when you give me a chana, it is not valid. And therefore, so everyone went crazy on Rashi here, you know, Mitzad should be the stuff in hell, this okay? And Mitzad, just by talking about Tana, hell, it's okay.
But couldn't you say that Rashi's talking about the case because he said
Okay, give me a second. What did everyone else say? All the Rishonim say. They all follow which Rishon? Everyone says Rashi said wrong. Rather, who's right?
The
Sefer Ha'arah. And what did the Sefer Ha'arah say? What does it mean? What did the Sefer Ha'arah say?
You convince him with your eyes by hoping.
Exactly. Tola, you hang out by him, right? Your Tola ain't up through your phone, right? Tola ain't up through your phone.
I don't know how to translate the Holy very well,
right? You drop hints, right? Is that a bit of a look that we've shown him? Can you, can you drop hints or can you just tell him the favors? Means your Tola bow, you look to him, right? You're like Tola Inobo, right? You stare at him, you look to him, you give, drop hints until he gives it to you. There's the Aura, and they all say, all the Rishonim, Shar Rishonim, all the Rishonim disagree with Rashi, pretty much, based on the Aura from the first, and that's what it sounds like. They all quote from the Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi say? That you say thoughtfully Mishamini the Tafarapa with your hand out, right? You say Mishamini. Mishamini, correct? So they say no. What it means is that you give some moral pressure, right? Can you talk this today? Can you actually start explicitly saying, I lent you money, I really went out of my way, I could use the money, and this didn't should be to stop him, but in a case like this, they said, Racham Nochemenu, etc. But you're both, I think they're both the same basic idea, right? He says that Vitali lay, well, first he goes to Rashi and says that's crazy. And then he said sorry, one second. That you can like mention things with words, and then he says, okay, Yeshua Parshim, that Tola Einav, you're Tola Einav. Okay, let's call it Tola Einav, right? Malbe Tola Einav. Tola Einav means you have an expectation, right? Malbe Tola Einav. Some people say the Lobe, some people say the money, the Lobe, the Maos. Right, you stare, you have an expectation, right? And you hint to him that you don't have to pay me, okay, then that seems very reasonable. Okay, you can exert some, moral pressure on him in order to pay. What's the third shot? What? Exactly, who said that? The Raven says, not that the lobe is. No, I don't think he said the lobe is tola. What did the Ravid say? That the. What did the Ravid say?
Still about the malve.
That what? Exactly. That he's. Everyone else is in Tilly piece. The Ravid is actually being. Everyone else is being makel on the malve. Rashi's being makel a kula hamush breathet. You're going to not pay the guy to recently paid you. You can make him feel bad. That's what it really means. You can make him feel bad. Okay, he should feel bad. Obviously, common sense, he doesn't have any money. But he's supposed to, we're not talking about prepping, putting screws on poor people. The guy came to you with a sack of money. He obviously can afford to pay back. So you make him feel bad if he doesn't pay back. Says the Raven, no, it's a Homer on the Malva, not a Kula on the Malva. Says the Raven, Re'itimi Shapiros, Piresh. He pulled Rashi, a little toned down, grab him by the lapel until he pays you. And he says that can't be. It's not true, and it can't be, and it's illogical. Rather, what it means is that what it means is not a hector. Here it is a hector. No, it is a chiyuv. It's a chumrah. The malve, even with the malve, malve chayav liklos hamaos bipne halove achar. After he took them, right? Achar kabalato. Emma. Yerzbe, hello, Velachserbo, Velika, Osam, Bakazara. Right, if a Chumra the Malve, he has to, even after the guy gives him the money, he has to hold the money a little and say, you know, give the guy a chance to say, you know what, I want to take it back. He has to give him a chance to take the money back. The Chumra the Malve, not a fool on the Malve. Okay, the Rivas then would read the whole Gemara a little differently. Everyone else would read, say, whether you're exerting physical pressure or, moral pressure, say, hey, you can be told that to Yom Hachi. Ah, but doesn't he have to say Matana? Yes, he'll be told that. So he says Matana. You're hanging on the tree. He says Matana, maybe. Oh, that. So he says Matana. Of course, the Rivas reads a little differently. He explains how he reads the Gemara. So, Lilo, the Mal has to offer to give him back. The Gemara says, what do you mean the Malva had to offer to give him back? The guy already said it was a Matana. Why should he offer to give him back when the guy said it was a Matana? I mean, the guy said it's a Matana. That's good enough. There's no Yoma Hapi. If the guy said it was Matana, I don't have to offer them back. Put the money in my hand. If he said Matana, I don't have to offer them back. So if he hasn't yet said Matana, I have to offer him back and give him a chance to rethink it. Not Yoma Hapi. Until he says Matana, he still has the right to retract. Okay. Three ways of reading Tully. The Ravid's way is a Chumrah, but it's a very reasonable Chumrah. It's just saying, even when you accept them, you have to give them a chance to retract. The Aruf and most Rishon is the most reasonable. If it's worth a Chumrah, okay, then return it. I can make you feel bad for not returning it. Although, of course, I have no right to collect. Rashi is exceedingly peculiar, which is that I can physically force him, right, nukti bekosei, look at the gleaming, Gemara says, that's called collecting. I'm not collecting, just hanging on the tree until you say that you want to give it to me of your own free will. It seems a little peculiar. And one question is, in can be taught the Torah Shemitah? If so, then there's no Shemitah Ksafin. Every single Mepharsh of Rashi gives the same answer to that question. Is Rashi being a Mepharsh of Torah Shemitah? For Barathi to give Basel Horse Pizza, then there's no more pizza. Everyone will just hang the guy in the tree. How does everyone, a bit more of a person than Barathi in this seat? Maybe the set has more. I don't know. But, I mean, I'm sure it has more questions. They say different things. How do you answer the question? This is actually an easy question to answer. Tacha, the MK, the Talta Torah Shmita. There's no more space. It'll just hang him on the tree. What does every Mepharsh agree within Rashi of Tully Lay? That, no. Tully Lay is not a general rule for all Shemitah Ksafin. Tully Lay is only in a very specific minority occurrence, rare occurrence. What's the only case you can be Tully Lay? All the Mepharsh agree, I think. You'll tell me if someone disagrees. You can only be Tully Lay if?
Most Kishtaros of the base.
No.
What do you mean?
If they come to you and offer. And not everyone agrees that half is all Rashi doesn't mean I can go, Ari owes me money. I can't go to him on some Gedalia and hang him on a tree until he pays me. That's the Alta Torah Shemitah. That's what he goes, great, I'm going to fuck him. It only means he offers to me and then retract. He's there, but I want to pay you back. I say the Shaman and he, doesn't pay up off he came. Only in that rare case can I be told him on a tree, which doesn't explain why it makes sense. Just explains the least why it's not biblical Torah Shemitah. Right? So, no problem. Everyone gives the same carrots. That, Tully Lay Rock and Heavy Muscles with Roa. Hello, Omar. Afal PK. Okay, it's not the biblical Torah Shemitah. It's only one particular case. Usually the guy won't want to pay in the first place, or he'll want to pay and say FLP pay. Only in the very rare case where he half wants to pay and he offers to pay, and then you say the shaman and he says the seder, like Abu Bar Marta, Only in that case can you be totally late. Only in that case can you be totally late. Meaning, Rabbi, you've been totally late to Abba Bar Mitzvah. You know, maybe, of course, the Aura, if you want to call it the Aura, it didn't work. And where you could have told it the Aura, but, you know, it wasn't practical. Okay, but the more difficult question is, how does it make sense? How does it make sense that I can be told you to, says Rashi, he says, there's no problem with ego. I'm not suing you in court. I'm not suing you in court. I'm not asking you to pay your debt. I'm asking you to give me a matana. So not like egos, but it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. How can I hang you on a tree till you give me a matana? Right? That's what it's called theft. So what is shot in here? It is a little tricky. And you know, what did Rashi mean? What did the Parsha Tei mean? How could it be that I can, how is it logical that I can force you to pay a loan that you don't have to pay? How is it logical that I can force you to pay a loan that you don't have to pay? What does the Rav Yah answer for Rashi? What does the Rav Yah answer for Rashi? How can I force you? How can I force you to pay me something that you don't have to pay? What does the Rav Yah say? Magic words? What? What's the Rabbanan? What does that mean? Mida oraisa? You do it. Pay your loan. It's only, he says, Tali Leif only speaks to the Rabbanan is not a death. Okay, right? Why? Because if you look at my bottom base at the top, Takina are going to show a Zechel is being there. Nowadays, speak to the top is only Zechel is being. Okay, if me just stuff with real me to stuff in, then you couldn't do it Tali Leif. If Shemitah is something nowadays, only they could speak it, then you don't really have to do Shemitah something. You just have to have a Zeichel to speak it to Shemitah something. Yeah, it's still very radical. And therefore, I'm Shami, and I hang you on the tree and I tell you. The truth is, the Rav Yud didn't explicitly, he says, therefore, it's not a violation of. It's not a violation of Shemitah because only Shemitah is going to there, Jerabbanan. Okay, that still doesn't fully answer the question. It's only Shemitah is going to there, Jerabbanan, because still, how can I force you to give me something? Hefker isn't Hefker, right? They still said you don't have to pay. So what does he add? He adds, the lashon is a little corrupted. The lo havi kamat mas del dvei Torah. That the shmita tana there is the rabbanan. B'yav eimat not the matana. Even though we say clearly b'yav eimat not the matana, can eat v'chet davatim. Sharihu el lo v'lo mamon l'klin tali et omarachi. Okay, his lashon not 100%. Clearly says I'm not asking you to give me free money. I'm asking you to repay a loan. Says I'm asking you to repay a loan. Therefore, that's like not like asking you to right. There's clearly the davin. I'm asking you to have a fair transaction. That's really the young. I'm asking you to give me free money. I'm asking you to give me free money. I'm asking you to repay what I lent you. Because I'm only asking you to repay what I lent you. Therefore, that is valid. So he says, I'm not going to get Shemitah because Shemitah is only Rabbanan. And in Shemitah Rabbanan, they didn't, you know, they didn't require me to actually do it. They just required me to, you know, let it go initially. And I'm not doing it to George Skate for a while. And I'm not making you pay me something you don't owe, I'm making you pay me something that that you owe me. Now here's a little tricky, but you don't owe me because it is Shemitah, right? I did lend it to you, but you don't owe me anymore. And here the Rav Yah was not so clear about it. Right, he was not very clear about it. Like, what exactly is pshat? So I think that it's not fully the yahid, right? It's not asking me to give me the money. It's just asking me to pay back the money. Oh, but what about Shemitah? So here I think you can take it in two ways. The Tiferes Yaakov here, or Yaakov Gesundheit, and on Masechet Gittin, which I put on the Makor sheet here, actually his like great 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 grandson is a neighbor of mine. He's a little well known. He has a whole website of Bartzon Tehillim, although that's not his profession. By profession, he's a doctor, which is obviously much more appropriate.
To his last name, right? He's really a doctor.
Okay, but on the side, he follows his great-great-grandfather, Rabbi Yaakov, who's on height of Tiferes Yaakov. Tiferes Yaakov, we have Tiferes Yaakov on Hulin and Gittin and Shulchan Aruch. My neighbor is publishing on Shulchan Aruch. Thank you for that much of info by now from the manuscripts. But he says, this is, what did he say? Came in the Chayim L'Shalim Tovo, the Kachar Ritzon Chachomim Shijin L'Matana. Since it's Ritzon Chachomim that he repay. Matana Kazu Mahani Kafu Kamova Mecher Vecho. In this kind of Matana, Theo works because it's more like a kol. What's the or a mecher? What's the difference between forcing you to sell and forcing you to give? Forcing you to give, I'm forcing you to do something that you're not really is not really kedai for you, and you're not getting your money from. Okay, but if I force you to use it, will come no pay menu, then you are getting your money's worth because you're fulfilling a moral obligation. Fulfilling a moral obligation is like giving away free money. It's like purchasing something, you're getting your money's worth. What money's worth? Fulfilling a moral obligation. And therefore, he says the moral obligation is giving a kind that makes it a valid fiat, and maybe that's what the Rav Yah meant. It's hard to tell because it's, you know, one line in the Rav Yah. You know, if you look it up in context, like there's no context to Rav Yah. It's not the Rav Yah Gittin. It's the Rav Yah like Ran and Ha'aros HaTsugya, then it's like two lines on Prozbul, and then moves on to something completely unrelated. So it's a little hard to tell exactly what he meant. But what about the fact that
isn't forcing somebody to sell something, even if it's in his interest, is an Issa Doraisa?
You're saying isn't forcing someone to sell something a violation of Motach mode, perhaps? That is a big Machlokas Rishonim, right? The Talmud says that, the Tosfos, you know, doesn't think that. So Kobi Rashi looks like Tosfos, or Kobi is
so does the Rambam.
Selling is something you're getting a fair price, but you weren't supposed to do. Here's something you're supposed to do. Nothing you're obligated to. Something you're supposed to do, but maybe that's even better than selling. Anyway, here's the question is, how I force you to give a matana, and in addition to the fact that it doesn't make common sense, it's of course about a matana there. Of course, when you give a matana, it's not valid. So maybe what the Rav Yah means, right? Ulay Rav Yah, and for sure that the Tiferes Yaakov in Rav Yaakov Zubatai says, no, it's like Luya Vizovic. It's like selling because of the, and he considers it very strong. It's not just from Noche Menu, it's cute. Because the Ratzon Chachamim, okay, he still said it's only when the guy offered. Probably because otherwise it might be considered a violation of Lohiko. If the guy didn't offer, that's one of the another shot, or okay, set the total three here. Let me talk to three here. He follows Rashi here, says, Peter's the deeper reality or not going to see him on this, but I crack up much a little cool. Well, he clearly views it as a cooler, right? What are you going to do with Rashi? Put him here. If just a deeper, you've done your mitzvah, now you can collect. A deeper is good enough. All right, but that's what he clearly says. What's the drusha? The drusha is that you have to. The drusha is that it's good enough. The deeper be almost or not going to see a mitzvah, I crack up much a little cool. Amarava told the Adomer Hockey Pairs came to Kiyam a mitzvah of Yomar Mashamad and you were tied to the mitzvah, and now I will love you, Lotlavi, and Yoko Kofushimir, Levov, Sherilo Kiyam, Shum, mitzvah. Okay, what does he say? You're tied the mitzvah by saying Mashamad Ani. You're tied the mitzvah by saying Mashamad Ani, and now Mutter Lizbos Kobo. You're allowed to collect your debt. You're allowed to collect your debt. You did the mitzvah of paying a shaminei. That's the kula. It's enough to say Meshamed and he says, the first that's only if he offered. Why? Because it only counts as saying Meshamed and he offered. If he didn't offer, then you can't say the mitzvah is saying Meshamed and he never offered.
No way. It's a different stuff. The mitzvah is not. Right. You might go up to the guy and say, I'm Meshamed and I gave him money.
Right. So he thinks, what does he say? He said, he thinks, for some reason, that only called the mitzvah Meshamed and he is only if he brings them to you. If he brings them to you, then it's enough to say Meshamed ani. I assume what he thinks is that it's only called the Bar Hashmita if you are responding. Not if you're like the drush with the Bar Rotea, which means that they want to honor the Rotea and show that he has to stay on the Rotea. How he knows that, I don't know. But he assumes it's Bar that the mitzvah of saying Meshamed ani is only if he offers. Therefore, if he doesn't offer, I can't say it doesn't accomplish anything by saying Meshamed ani. And maybe just Misvara. If he didn't offer, then I'm not being Mechadish anything by Meshamed ani. And therefore, that's not Kiyum Mitzvah. If he offers, then it's significant to say Meshamed ani. And therefore, it is a Kiyum Mitzvah. The mitzvah is to say Meshamed ani. Once I say Meshamed ani, now I can be Go Bechogo. Here, I don't know how literally to take him, but if you take him very literally, then once he's saying, the mitzvah is the same Meshamed ani. And once I say Meshamed ani, now I can collect my debt. Sounds like, what right do I have to force him? Now, I don't know how to literally take it. Then he quotes Abaye, Eitzei Abaye, etc. Yomer Shalim, Atonim, Yosvam, and Tolei, Yadda, Amr Lohachi. You also hang him until he says, giving you a matana. I don't know how literally to take that idea of giving you a matana. We'll have to see in the part of my focus whether it's really matana or not, but at the very, very least, the Ritzarko thing, it may very well end up there also. What right do I have to force you? Because you owe me the money. You go back home. Oh, I can't go back home because the mitzvah shita tzafim. No, the mitzvah shita tzafim is the same Meshamed ani. Once I fulfill the mitzvah, now I can be go back on my home. Okay, it sounds awfully peculiar that once I fulfill the mitzvah, I can be go back on my home, if he literally means it, because, why should we admit to this? Say something and not mean it. I can collect it. So maybe, right, what the Rid is saying is that because he's Go Bechobo, Mahani. I can't force you to give me a present. I can force you to pay that. You really owe me the money. So, of course, again, the famous Kahira, you really owe me the money after Shmita. If you're not, maybe you really do owe me the money after Shmita. Maybe it's because you really owe me the money. And if you really owe me the money, then I can force you, Lego Kobo, to pay me the money. You have to originally saying I'm giving you a matana, but maybe it's really matana. Maybe you really owe me the money. Okay, that would be very radical.
But I don't think they're going to get the money.
What?
I don't think they're going. He's going in that.
I don't think he's going in that direction. Okay,
that's a
okay. I hear what you're saying. It's very radical.
You don't have to be. You could say it's kind of going
So there are two other options. The two other options are that I'm not forcing to pay the other. I'm just forcing him to not take his money back.
Not to renege.
Exactly. So what is the Yehud say to Amar? Who is the Yehud say to be? Yehud say to Amar is very cool. From Yehuda Bar Ponimo, it's a myth named favor. First of all, I don't know what he called. But it's a funny safer. What he does, he goes alphabetically through Altanam and Amar Rahim. Now, you've probably seen Spark like that, right? Alphabetically through Altanam and Amar Rahim gives you basic biographical details. That's not what he does. Alphabetically through Altanam and Amar Rahim gives you basic things they spend in different studies and analyze them. And go, this is like a funny way to write a pure sunshine. But that's what Rabbi Yehuda Bar Kohanim is doing in the Yehud Seh Tanam Bama Rahim. So in the Yehud Seh Tanam Bama Rahim, in, where was it? In Erech Rav Kahana. Okay, how do you get there from Rav Kahana? I'm not really sure because I don't have that volume of Yusuf that I'm on Iran. I think it's still in the manuscript. I just found the Kobo Chief of Tamay, printed it here. He said that what his part that you're not forcing him to pay. Rather, he already paid. How did he already pay? He didn't pay yet. He says no. He says, "Even the gila b'daito lahatzer b'lo kfiya, having kemal v'shtar shemoser shemot lebezdin to kafina le lebezdin kofin b'lo huva hakanav. He came into lo kafiya lahatzer midaito ritzono kvar meshobet liteno." Meaning, it's like moser lebezdin. It's as if he already paid. He didn't really already pay, but it's as if he already paid. Once as if he already paid, it's as if he already paid. He can just renege. Once, meaning as soon as he offer you the money, it's like he paid. He's meshubed. But there's a chiddush of vara shmita. You have to give him the chance to renege. He says, no, that's no problem. Shekof af al pikein, ain't al chov el al adibur sheyomar af al pikein. What's he saying? He's basically saying that when I offer to pay you after shmita, it's as if I was mevater on shmita. I offer to pay you, I was mevater on shmita. Once I'm a bakar on shmita, now I'm adding those words. I'm a shubit to pay you. That's what he says. He says I'm a shubit to pay you, right? Why is it a shubit litil on what he offered? It must be you can be mevater on shmita tzafin. I offer to pay you, I'm mevater on shmita tzafin. Ah, what's the chumra mitaraisa? You like mevater on shmita tzafin, I owe you the money. You have to say mishami dani and wait for me to say apple pekin. But I owe you the money already, so I'm a batra and shmita. Once I owe you the money and I'm a batra and shmita, then I'm a shubit. All I owe you is an apa pikein. Then the Muslim rhyme that, no, the lobe. Marshibet atmo. The proachovo. It's almost like a tie, right? I'm an actual chat to the shmita. The complicated story in the beginning of Makkos, the Lover was ready to shabbat himself. So the Lover was ready to shabbat himself to pay. The Chayav was shabbat. Ella, the Xdera Takotov, the Malve, Chayav, Lomar, Meshamit Ani, the Lo, Likach, Amos ad shayomer hala afal pikein. Meaning, he already opened the money. He already bought the shmita to open the money. Now there's a difference in here. He already opened the money. There's a difference in it. He has to pay the shaman and he waits for him to pay afal pikein. They're like, he doesn't have to pay the debt. Once he offers, now I pay the debt. He could do a bakar and shmita to stop him and be shaman yourself pay the debt. He opened the money now. He owes the money. There's a difference in it. That I have to say Meshamidani and get you to be Mokel, my Amir of Meshamidani. Get you to undo my Amir of Meshamidani. Get you to undo my Amir of Meshamidani. That's not Logidos. That's not Tuya Vizabin. You owe me the money. I'm just forcing you to go in there to perform a certain ritual or waste my Meshamidani. So you already owe me the money. There's merely a ritual left. If there's merely a ritual left, I can force you to be involved in that ritual. To say I hope you get that the fee on the dibur, not on the money. That's the half of the pusik namarayim, is that the kfiya is al hadibur below alamos. I'm not forcing you to give me anything. You owe that because you're already in Bakar and Shmita, and you can't take back your Bitar and Shmita. I just need you to stay apple peaking so I can yose my Bar Shmita, and I can force you to participate in a ritual with me. That's the chiddush. I think the Bach says something similar, although he doesn't make a big deal of it. When I read the Bach, I noticed something funny. What did the Bach say? He says, the Kach on Rashi says, Vadai, came in for a hechzer lokova for Amr la'amalva m'shamad in here, we kai mit the shmita, shenem or zed bar shmita, shatibur shal shmita, yit yach shmita, came in shakiyam mit the shkub yachol is lokal eifim gavar yadu, kish yom rabo pikein, shalom me atmo hechzer lokova. Why should he take the money back? The Bach, he doesn't say, if I were the Bach, I would just say, you should know the case where he already handed over the money. And the question is whether he takes the money back. That's what the Bach says. Why should he take the money back? I think the Bach is very popular. How does the Bach explain this? Says the Bach, Bar Nosan Hamos. Dekofehu rak lomar hello lidroch kazara amo. That I'm not forcing you to give me anything. You already gave them to me. It's just that virus speed that you already paid. I think if they're doing it in the back, that if you hadn't paid yet, I can't be totally on an eighth part of it. Only be totally you if you're already paid. I can only be totally you, right? Look at the lush of the back. I know he doesn't make a big deal of it. What does he say? He says in the fifth left full line. Why should he take back the money he already gave? Sounds like he gave the money, right? He keeps saying for nothing a most. For hichter lo chovo. He didn't say you offered. Then he already gave the money. If you already gave the money, maybe Rashi's a little more tenable. Ah, he already gave me the money. But now I have a kiyo to say mishamidani and he has to say afal pikein. Ah, once you already paid me the money, I'm not asking to give me money. You already paid me the money. I am just asking to stay up all weekend, and then also I'm only being told from the fever, not the most. Either way, Rashi is, I admit, Rashi is super duper radical, and he says, okay, therefore, clearly we're not Nevatel Tor Shemitah. It's only when the guy already gave me the money, and he was already Mekai in the Mitzvah Shemitah by saying Meshamidani, and then all you have to do is get him to say. Okay, very funny. Also, he's not being choked on the mo, right? The kia is also, he doesn't say it this way, right? But he means the same thing. I'm not forcing him to give me money. He's not giving me money. I'm just forcing him to say, afal pikein, because the experience of the custom of Bar Hashmita, that even after he gave me the money, and Vavatar on the money, I have to do a deeper of Shmita, but this kind of the deeper Shemitah, it's enough. I don't have to actually mean the deeper Shemitah. I just have to say the deeper Shemitah, and it's okay to force him to say Afal Pikein. It only counts for deeper Shemitah if he says Afal Pikein. And therefore, I'm allowed to force him. So I think you have two different ways of going within Rashi's radical Shemitah. But she does Yachabrah, who says you can hang him on a tree. Either why can you hang him on a tree? Because he already paid, or he already is the Shabbat himself. You're not hanging on a tree for money. There's just a separate din of Dvar Hashmitah that even if he paid or he's the Vakar paying, you have to offer Meshamidani. But that Xer is a custom. Now you have to honestly offer Meshamidani, like all other Rishonim say. You have to honestly offer Meshamidani, then you can make him feel bad, but it's an honest offer, right? An offer with making him feel bad is an honest offer. But rather, all you have to do is a ritual of Dvar. Be Alma. It doesn't have to be an honest offer. Not the drush of Dvar Shemitah. I think what they're saying is, you know, what these two sheetahs have in common is that, how do they justify Rashi? They say, now again, how do they justify Rashi? By saying that there's no Inyan Mamo here, right? That really Shemitah's already taken care of. There's just a ritual that you need to do to declare the top of Dvar Shemitah. And for that ritual, if you force them to participate in that ritual, that is not a problem of the legals for short. So you're already paid, either virtually or really. It's not a problem with Dvar Shemitah, it's only in a rare case. And it's not a problem of including the other. You're not asking to give you anything. You're just asking to participate in a ritual. Why are the Torah go there? They use the ritually thing to Shamidani and not really mean it. That's a great question. I'm not sure what the answer is. That's what's going on. But something about Rashi, in the end, it's hard to make common sense. But I think that's what you have to say, is that what they have in common is that, again, Shbiel and Dibur. And the Dibur is just a ritual. You have to say the Shamanini. Once you go through that ritual, it's good enough.
You could say maybe that we're hoping that the Malta will actually, you know, he doesn't really want to say the Shamanini, but by saying it, he might come to actually end up being
Shemitah. Maybe the Torah is saying that to get told, okay. Or maybe just be remember Shemitah in other cases, you know, that he may have said Shemitah, who knows? To remind other people of Shemitah, who knows? So it could be that he's really being called on the Beaver now on the Moat, or it could be he's really being called on the Moat. Why can he cope on the Moat? That's not enough money. Really money he's lent him. But what about Shemitah? So either say, he's really being called on the Moat, and maybe that's also what the This means that his lashon here is just a little adaf. He says, "Livo kovo, made it matana gemurin." You're allowed to be kova matana when there's a ritzon chachamim behind it. That makes it like a mecher. I can kova you to give me a present if you're yotzei ritzon chachamim, because that's a good price. Or like the maybe what the Tosfos written means, go back kovo again. It's not until you get a bayi. You have to get back to a bayi to see whether a bayi lashon is exaggerated or literal. Which is that I'm just being called for him to pay the debt that he really owns. Why can I be called for him to pay the debt? Oh, what about Shmita? It's a kula that I'm yotzei Shmita by saying something, even if I don't really forgive the loan. Okay. Again, maybe that's too big of a finish. Maybe really the children's rate means more along the lines of Kutay Tamaram on the bottom. Maybe really the Kutay Tamaram. Once that rate can't pay me, then there's only a mitzvah to say for me in the Yom-Fay certain ritual. The Yom-Fay certain ritual. Okay, I want to ask one last question. Now that we've read Shat in the Gemara, I think, and then we'll have to see where we go from there. what does it mean, Achal Kikeni? I'm repaying the debt in the Shvi'a. How am I repaying? I'm actually repaying you. What does Afal Pi Kein? I'm not chayiv repay, but I'm repaying anyway. That sounds like I'm repaying a loan. Afal Pi Kein. But then what does Abayi say? I have to say, you're giving a matana. I'm not repaying a loan, I'm giving you a gift. Am I repaying the loan, or am I giving a gift? What is the nature of this din of the Mishnah in Shvi'as? Am I repaying a loan or am I giving a gift? What am I doing? Repaying a loan or giving a gift? Says the Tosfos Yontif there. He quotes the Bartanura. Here's her Bartanura, Amrle, and he wrote the Prola. Half of our rashes, Bartemahu. The Mikadal Pironum came in a Shamit. What if he's repaying that Lashmita? Well, my Hanisham or Shamit, and Ida Ino Osaka, right? The Gemara Bryce that she knows him all Yomel or Kovei Yosef. Yomel came to Matana and he knows him all. But Scott posts him, you have to give a Matana. It's not a Piron, it's a Matana. One day the Rav says it's a Piron. The Bartanura says it's a Piron. But it's not a Piron. It is a Matana. Not a Piron. It is a Matana. That's what the Hosea says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is shown instead. Hey, Rosh Bartanura. After the Canaan wrote to the Frolach, the Kachkots of Harash. So the Yom Tovah, the third Yom of Matana, and Yosef Avon. And he has died. The people who he wrote, and he wrote to the Prom, which we call him better. El is a little rap to the Milsons, which is shown in the Chatzila Derek Matana. Ah, it's just the Chatzila, the rap to the Milsons. The other same side of the Chatzila, you have to be Derek Matana. But it doesn't really have to be Matana. Betegat Matana, Master Shasal Bob Yom Amnashal Ashmapov Zemahani, the Inu Shamit, Afisha Inu Master Losha Matana. After all, if we could decide that you're not going to be mashmit, then you can collect. You don't have to give it to Matana. Who's still a mashmit, you're wrong, sharing for homes there. But what did Mishap for your own to right? After all, when I lend you money, you say, I'm going to ask that they won't be shmit and you'll give it back to me. So when it comes time for your own, you can say you'll give it back to me. There's no shmit. But Lashon HaFa Pi Kein must be said, now you're still a mashmit, you're wrong. Well, Lashon HaFa Pi Kein to Rotea. So the Koran there, the move of your own, now inside. The evil of the Matana, Dab, Bill, Lomeli, Krah. Okay, then he's dope, but he has a great time. He says, it must be wrong. This is Matana, then why do you need the pasuk to be master taking Matana? He assumes the pasuk is a kula or even a homer. The guy wants to be Matana. Why should there be any restrictions on Matana? I come to you and say, forget the loan, I'm giving you Matana 500 shekel. Why should there be a Dvar Hashmita in terms of Matana, right? Maybe tasty, there should be a rule of saying something where I want to give you a matana. It's a free country to give matana. So anyone will give matana. There are no restrictions on matana. So he said it's really a public wrong, not a matana. Oh, what am I supposed to buy you around? Because the mill said, no, it's nicer to say it's a matana l'chatkila. It's nicer to say it's a matana l'chatkila. Because that way you get, you know, that way it just sounds better and you, it doesn't even look like anything against Shemitah. But that's not the Ikra din. That's just a lechatchila rab for the milsa chomer v'yalma. Really, it's totally mutter to really, it's totally mutter to give a piron. Okay, I didn't bring it in. The chidushim sapyan said, no, what Abayi meant was
that if you take the matana, you don't finish shamadai. But once you finish shamadai, you can pay you as a pirog. Meaning maybe it's really a pirog. Maybe it's really mutter to pay as a pirog. Or the bartender says, ha, you don't take a bite. Literally, you have to pay as a matana, no such thing as pirog. Okay, that is a fascinating question. I think that underlies a lot of these things. For example, the time is late. We didn't get to what I want to get to. Okay, first day, yeah, finish. Everything's before she's plot. I apologize. But this is going to be a very sophisticated question. Maybe it'll underlie some of the other things. Like, for example, if it's really a matana, you don't need a kula telling you that accept the matana. But maybe say it's a chumra, even matanas, you have to withdraw from accepting to avoid misunderstanding. If it's really a piron, then lechor it's a kula that you're allowed to accept a piron, even though it's doing sweet something. So that might be totally unbit machloket. Also, obviously, what we come on to is a very, very famous machloket of do you still owe the money at the shmita or not? If you don't owe money at the shmita, then lechor have my pay with piron. I'm only paying you pay matana. If you do owe the money at the shmita, then maybe I'm allowed to pay your piron under certain circumstances, but not under other circumstances. And we'll have to pick up with that, Amir Hashem, on Thursday. Okay, so let's get continued.
If I said, Apopi came and I want to pay you, like I promised to give you a matana,
and the Yusuf Gemara, no, if I promise to give you a matana, it's not machayev me at all. I think of the Yusuf said, oh, there was the Gemara, it was on my shed. So I lied about paying attention. So this would be after minus. And not know what's going on. I think the number of things, not that I was behind myself to give you a lot of money. That I was about to return to what's on the body of the I owe you money.
Yeah,
maybe just like hope that you're a little bit. So wait, get around Smith and still owe you the money. So the way to get around Smith and still owe you the money. But it's not about mana. It's clearly not about mana, according to the Yusuf, it's not about mana.
The number of Mahal thinkers that do approach with and say,